You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is showcasing one of you, our incredible listeners, who is heading on over to sdrshare.com, sharing everything you can about your short-term rental so we can celebrate you here on the podcast. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing at the GOAT Getaway. Yes, that's G-O-A-T, the GOAT
like
Getaway.
Like the greatest of all time?
Yes.
Ah.
Hosted by Kimberly. I want to direct everybody over to their Instagram account. First thing, I did not know that you could do this. Their very, very first post, which I love, is a carousel. It's literally 16 pictures. I didn't know you could add that many pictures, but it is a full tour of their property. Genius. Love that. There's a lot of things you can take from this account. Number one, I love that many photos in a carousel. Give the property tour. The other thing that she's done, she has some drone footage that I love. Show people the neighborhood ahead of time. That's what's really cool. It's actually showing the entire neighborhood. And then one of the things I don't think we do enough of is she has her guest reviews, but more importantly, she is giving hiking and walking trails. She's giving the top five restaurants. She even has a three-day itinerary for you to follow if you are there. She has day one, she has day two, she has day three, and it's specifically for a girls' weekend. And so if you are short on ideas, please head over to At The Goat Getaway. I'm sure Kimberly will not care because sharing is caring. If you take some of her highlights, and she's also done a really, really great job of just using local events and highlighting those, okay? And that's a great way that you can collab with other events and or businesses in your town.
So cute. The greatest of all time. I love that. And actually, looking at her short-term rentals, she's got some great decor and some great amenities in her property. And that's exactly what we want to talk about today. We're going to walk through exactly where to splurge and where to save when you're furnishing your short-term rental. Because we see hosts overspend in all the wrong places. They're cutting corners where it actually matters. And that leads to bad reviews and wasted monies. Wasted money. But after furnishing dozens of short-term rentals and helping hosts do the same, we've learned what actually impacts the guest experience and what doesn't. So as we go through where to splurge and where to save, we are also going to share our favorite insider secret to how we save money even when we're splurging.
And we have to go back a little bit. Sorry, the GOAT Getaway. The GOAT is actually the mascot of the U.S. Naval Academy. And they're in Annapolis. So that's why it's called the GOAT Getaway, because that's who they're catering to. My bad. We thought you were just saying you were the greatest of all time. But
which I also love.
I know. So the name of their mascot is actually Bill the GOAT. Bill the GOAT. Now we learned what a new mascot was today.
Hey, and maybe Kimberly, if she listens to this, can see that she can play both sides of their brand.
There we go. I like
it. So there's that. All right, but let's get into it. Where we splurge and where we save when we're furnishing our short-term rentals.
Before we dig all the way in, I do want to share a story about Sarah. Her and her husband were on a HGTV show, Beach Flip. I'm going to share a giant mistake that Sarah made somewhere she splurged. Wasted thousands and thousands of dollars don't ever want you to do the same. Hey,
we got to make mistakes fast.
Sarah, while designing this particular short-term rental, she spent thousands of dollars on a custom closet. Well, y'all know the custom closet, people are bringing their suitcases. They might need a luggage rack, maybe some drawers and some hangers. They don't need all of the customization. Now, just to give you a little grace, at this time, Sarah was living in New York City. So the thought of designing a closet, she thought people would really enjoy because she was living in small quarters. But that's just a pro tip before we dig into the furnishings. Really think about when you're designing things too. Closets, you don't need to splurge on all the custom. You know, you don't need to call California closets to design.
But I think the point of that story too, in addition to that, is you might be coming here today and you have experience with interior design, or you have a knack for it, or you did your home and there are things that you absolutely love. But you have to remember the vacation rental, the short-term rental, is its own product. And like what needs that need to be served for the guest are completely different from that of a residential experience. And so it's really hard when you're so close to something to be able to zoom out and see. So that is exactly what today is about. It's helping you zoom out and pay attention to what really matters and what you can splurge on and where you can save. So do you want to start with where we can splurge?
Yes. And number one, it's really what the person is paying for. The bed. It's an overnight stay, okay? And this is the most important splurge in the entire property because that's why the guests are booking. If the mattress is uncomfortable, if the frame is wobbly or noisy, reviews are going to reflect that. If your sheets and your blankets are itchy, this is going to be where they're technically spending a large amount of their time. So let's dig in. You want to avoid cheap metal frames. All right. If we went on to any listing site right now, Airbnb, Vrbo, booking.com, you are going to see it littered with cheap Amazon metal frames. Do not do that. They are going to fall apart on you. They are going to make noise.
The screws will loosen way too easily.
You're going to have some screws loose. So it might look attractive because it's so inexpensive, but you are going to have to buy it multiple times.
Yeah.
Okay. And then after that, those budget mattresses right alongside that, they are going to lose support quickly. So these are things that you might initially feel like you're saving money, but you're going to end up spending more instead of just going for that higher upgrade. The next is the bedding, your sheets. They need to be crisp and clean, soft and sustainable. And this is, again, this is not a traditional home. You have a hospitality business, so they are going to be washed, you know,
way more than you probably wash your own.
Than you're normally washing. You could have 2 or 3 guests, 5 guests a week, okay, reservations. And there are hospitality grade linens. This is something that I actually, when I first got started, I'm going to tell you, I bought the cheap sheets at IKEA and then I reordered them on Amazon because I had to get rid of them so quickly. That will not cut it, okay? Then I learned about us being able to buy hospitality grade sheets because guests are going to notice the quality. They know what it feels like when they go to a hotel and what those sheets are like. So a great bed setup is the fastest path to 5-star reviews and returning guests.
And you can use, and I don't think hosts do this nearly enough, those who invest in really great quality bed frames and mattresses, they don't use that as marketing as much as they mm-hmm. can and should.
Yes, absolutely.
To get that person, I mean, people care about the comfort when they're sleeping. Like they care about those sheets. So use that. To get people to be attracted to your place when they're shopping.
And small story here, I just stayed in a short-term rental this past weekend. Mm-hmm. It was fairly new. I think we're the 5th guest. They have spared no expense on the design of this property. It was gorgeous. They thought of everything. I'm like, they must listen to our show. They had everything. And then we went, like, it was time for everyone to go to bed. And the beds were horrendous. They were so, so hard. And like literally, it was what everyone was talking about in the morning when we were drinking coffee. And what they were talking about is that everything else was so well done and top notch. How did they miss the mark on the beds? So just letting you guest notice, we talked about it. It was a big deal. And we had an amazing time. But the guests were ready. All of us were ready to get home to our own beds. And you want to flip that. Mm-hmm. You want your guests talking about how awesome their sleep was because of your mattresses. And actually, Sarah and I are shopping for our new property right now. And when I say we are thinking of splurging on mattresses, we are really thinking about splurging on something that a particular mattress that is an experience that no one in this area has, we're excited to hopefully show that to you soon.
All right, so let's get you some brands to think about when you are shopping for great quality, a great quality bed setup. Brooklyn Bedding, Bear, Fluffco, Crate and Barrel, Article, and CB2 are some of our favorites. And like Annette said earlier, stay tuned because we will share with you a way that you can get access to these brands, but at professional host prices.
And the other part with if you get a good frame headboard, you can get the combo and it can be part of the design.
Oh yeah.
So that's where I want you thinking too. It's not just you need a bed frame. It's how can we make that part of the design of the room?
All right, continuing on our what to splurge on. Number two is cookware. The kitchen is one of the biggest advantages short-term rentals have over hotels. So it blows my mind when hosts skimp on the kitchen. Guests choose short-term rentals because they want to cook meals, especially families and longer-term stays. If cookware is warped, scratched, sparse, dirty because it's hard to clean, mismatched, guests are going to notice and they're going to mention it. Good cookware supports longer stays and make guests feel at home, okay? So, I mean, the pots and pans that you're using, the dishware, the silverware, it goes back to the fact that you are a hospitality business and having that use of having them being used all the time. Also, making sure that you buy enough so that you can serve everyone that you are trying to sell to come stay. So if you're advertising that you can sleep 12 people, but you only have, you know, six plates and six bowls and six sets of, we see it all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's not even making sure you have 12 plates and bowls for the amount of people that you're bringing, but that you have maybe double or triple what you sleep so that guests don't have to do the dishes every time they want to eat again. Mm-hmm. And then also pro tip, buying more than you need to have in your back storage. We're actually just resetting a property right now where a guest was staying for a little bit longer period of time. And there's, you know, instead of the six plates that we're supposed to have, we only have four, right? And so we've got to replenish them. And so we don't have to go buy and order a whole new set. We've got extras we can just replenish. Some brands that we love that you can check out are Zwilling. Of course, Wayfair has some really high-end brands on Wayfair. You might be surprised by that. And then, of course, Crate and Barrel.
Third thing to splurge on is your seating, your couches, your lounge chairs, because after the bed, this really is where your guests are going to spend the most time. So cheap sofas, they might look good, right at the beginning, but they are going to start to sag. They are going to stain easily. They're probably going to look chintzy, to be honest, not look commanding in the photos, but well-made seating from the couches to your chairs, they elevate your entire home. They're going to look better in your listing photos. They are going to stand up against that frequent use. People are going to spill. So performance fabrics are a must. And I know we all get there like, oh, is it worth the upgrade for the performance fabric for the Scotchgard? Absolutely, yes. Those durable materials, commercial grade materials are ideal for short-term rentals.
And I say all the time, and I've been there. I mean, Annette and I have been there with making the wrong decision on all of these tips. That's why we're able to give them to you with such confidence. But I get it. You buy this expensive asset and then now you have to furnish it. And all you want to do is get open. And so you get either maybe the sofa that will arrive to you the fastest. And then I'm telling you what, you're going to have to rebuy it year two or year three at the latest. If you're a host who pays attention and understands that, hey, your sofa hasn't been looking so great. And maybe you have the photos from 3 years ago to bring the guest in, but you're not fooling anyone. The guests will mention it if it is sagging, if it's all stained because you can't clean it because the fabric's not meant for commercial use. So you might as well just invest up front in these aspects of your short-term rental that are going to get the most use. Mm-hmm.
And historically, we have bought many couches from Article, with CB2, Crate and Barrel, Rogue Concept. There's multiple places. And then once you kind of find that brand that you love, you'll get a little, dialed in and focus on purchasing from them again and again. All right, number four, rugs warm up a space immediately and they prevent the, like that echoey, you know, empty feeling that you can get when you don't have rugs warming up certain spaces. They absorb sound, they improve comfort, and they help define spaces and open layouts. And I'm going to admit to you, this used to be on my save list, but I think that was during the era of like 2020, 2021, 2022. But now that I'm on the other side of really having to stand out for my competition, you can spot a cheap, thin, nasty rug
right,
super fast. And when you buy those cheap, thin rugs, they, I mean, people aren't taking their shoes off. Even if you ask them, trust me, I've tried. They're wearing their shoes in the house. The kids are running around playing and eating on those rugs. So you need something that you can care for really easily. So this has been moved onto my splurge list. Get a good quality rug. It just makes your listing feel finished. But do you want to share with them a safety tip that's very important?
Yes, I love that. There's a pro tip for you. This makes all the difference. And now that I'm making you probably aware, you're going to notice it everywhere. You want to add rug corners to your rugs, and they are very inexpensive. We'll make sure to link some below our favorite ones. Listen, this is going to prevent slips, trips, and falls. This is the number one accident inside of a short-term rental. Mm-hmm. You do not want to have any rug anywhere in your house without rug corners helping to secure it to the floor, okay?
We're so serious about it that as much as I love the way rugs can make short-term rentals feel, if you don't get rug corners or if you're not focused on safety, just don't get a rug. Because we mean it. Like, someone will trip in your property. It'll be because of the curled corner and you're going to be in trouble. So we'll link to some in the show notes that you can grab some when you go to order your rug. But just make sure
really inexpensive
you do that.
And then the other thing I want everybody just to clear their mind to, even though we're saying this is a place to splurge, if you go to Rugs USA, I don't know anybody that that has rugs that hasn't purchased from them. They really do have the biggest selection. You will be dizzy by the time you're in because the selection is so vast, but you can't go wrong there. And the last splurge that we want to go over today is a visual moment. There needs to be some sort of accent wall, some wallpapering, maybe a bold paint, even a mural. You don't need, this doesn't need to, when I say be expensive, it actually just needs to be something you design. So many people don't design the walls at all. That's why we're saying this is a splurge. You need to have that one intentional design moment. So if it is a wallpaper to accent wall, maybe a mural from a local artist, and it doesn't need to be the city or what it is. You could do something really thoughtful there. Sarah and I have done these before with local artists and moments that people are not anticipating, not the normal murals. And we loved it because we were supporting an artist too. Or you could just do a bold paint. It gives that photo-worthy payment and moment. But I want to share the short-term rental I was just telling you that was beautifully designed. They actually wallpapered some of their ceilings, and it looked amazing, okay? It was such a cool element. And so these things, these are elements that can help your listing stand out and really increase search results and clicks and bookings, okay? You can, some brands that we go to, you can find wallpaper on the ever-popular Wayfair, and then also All Modern. Before we get into where we save, we want to thank Minoan. And it just so happens that Minoan is our industry secret for saving money on all the things, not only to furnish our short-term rental, but also to replenish our short-term rental.
Yes. We use Minoan because it gives us access to the brands we are already going to buy from for our rentals. We purchase our furniture, our mattresses, cookware, rugs, and more. And the thing is, the pricing that we get through Minoan helps us invest where it actually matters while having extreme savings, okay? Yeah. So we want you to know, as a host, you have access. As a professional host, you can have access to these insider pricings.
And it's very cool because let's say you are already an interior designer or you have some sort of trade pricing at one brand. Well, you have to apply for every single. With Minoan, you just have to belong to Minoan. It is free. And then you have access to the brands that hosts use around the country. And if they're brands that you would probably shop at anyway. So why not get host-only pricing. So we'll link to our Minoan page below so you can explore the brands and start building your short-term rental sourcing list right away.
Let's talk about where we can save some money now. First up, wine glasses. They're going to break often. Guests are not treating them gently. You don't need to have one for white, one for red, one stemless, one, you know, all those things. Buy affordable sets. Have a backup set.
Yes.
Okay. Have them a backup set ready to go.
At all times.
Hear me out. The second thing I want to say is even your wine keys. Just get the simple, inexpensive wine keys because those will come up missing too. And always have backups for your wine keys. So wine glasses and wine keys, you want to have inexpensive sets and then also backups for all of them.
The second place to save when you're furnishing your short-term rental, bathroom amenities. Guests don't expect luxury brands. They expect clean, full, consistent basics. You can achieve an elevated look without overspending. So brands like Minoan actually carries these, and they make it easy to have a luxury feel with brands like Public Goods, which are clean, no animal cruelty, without the crazy luxury pricing. I'm not saying getting generic and getting products that aren't actually going to feel good when you're washing your hair or putting conditioning in your hair or things of that nature. I'm just saying this is a great place to be really thoughtful about what you're spending. And there are absolutely brands out there that have an elevated branding look to them, and they actually have quality products without overspending.
And also, like Sarah was just saying, specifically with Minoan Public Goods, you can have smaller containers that, and we like the plastic because if they fall, that's a safety thing. But then you can get the larger refillable, so you're not having to buy small over and over and over again. You can make sure that you're refilling those plastic bottles. The third place that you can save is on just general decor and tchotchkes. Bonus points if you can smell tchotchkes, by the way. So we want you to avoid filling shelves with random decorative items. They get dusty, they get broken, they disappear. It's more work for your turnover team. I get it. You don't want it to be completely sparse, you know, so it looks like, quote unquote, an Airbnb. But just be careful. Some people I know are maximalists. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
And they love to decorate like that. And that is, that's your vibe. You do you. But please save your budget for functional items, for things that are going to be like impactful design moments, not just randomness all over.
To recap, the balanced budget furnishing strategy, we want to make sure that you are splurging on anything guests are sitting on, they're touching.
So the fabrics, your linen, or anything they're going to sleep in or on for a long period of time.
Save on anything disposable, easily breakable, or unlikely to influence a booking decision.
And I want everyone to focus. Let's have one intentional visual moment that's better than a home full of really inexpensive filler decor or tchotchkes.
Furnishing a short-term rental does not have to be overwhelming or expensive, but especially at this day and age, you've got to be strategic with both your budget and your decisions.
So use this the next time you're sourcing your next property, or I'm going to pause right now, or upgrading your current one.
I've got four to do this year.
Yes. All of us could and should be doing a room-by-room inventory of what needs to be upgraded or replaced.
And if you want access to the brands that we use through Minoan and you don't yet belong to Minoan, what are you even doing? The link to join is in our listing description or our, oh my gosh, in our show notes.
Listing description.
You guys are
good.
Welcome.
That was a good
you guys are welcome.
Slip. A short-term rental slip.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.